Bulls back on the Boss Man Show. We're going to recap the NBA Finals, talk about Deion Sanders, and give you some crazy stories here on the Boss Report this week. JC, what is up with you, my brother? The NBA season ends in July. Can you believe it?
Man, it's crazy, right? Normally, boy, the draft will be over with by now. Summer league will be going on. Man, with the calendar has been pushed back, of course, due to COVID. And, yeah, man, game six ended last night. NBA Finals, man. Shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks. Second championship in their franchise history. First championship in the last 50 years, man. Not since the days of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Excuse me.
Lou Alcindor.
And the big old Oscar Robertson were teaming up back in the day, man. Had the Bucks won a championship, man. So it was huge, man. I initially said Suns in five. You know what I'm saying?
It should have been Suns in five.
Right. You know, but man, you gotta give credit where credit is due. Giannis, you know, he is, you know, officially after last night, he is the face of the NBA. You know, they've been wanting to give him that title for a while now. He's officially the face of the league. It was crazy, man. Dude pretty much put the team on his back last night. 50 points, 14 rebounds, 5 block shots. Come on, man. In a closeout game? That's crazy. You know, I think he tied for most points ever, you know, in a closeout NBA final game, man. But, I mean, give it up to him. And then Chris Middleton, you know, he's going to get paid, you know, at some point, man. You know, he's a bona fide, you know, number two option. And you damn near argue he might be a number one option also, you know, in the absence of Giannis, man. And Jrue Holiday, you know, he didn't have a great NBA Finals overall, but he stepped up when they needed him the most in game five. And you got to give it up to him, man. You know, the Bucks, small market, they did it the right way. Giannis has been there 8 years. Chris Middleton has been there for a number of years as well. They grew up together, man. That's how you're supposed to get out the mud. You know, Milwaukee definitely got out the mud, and man, my hat's off to them. And I think you can make an argument now, like certain rings, Boss Man, are built differently. You know, like the KD and all that. You know, he did teaming up with a super team already. You know, with a great team. Like I think those rings don't mean as much as what Giannis has done. As what Dirk did in 2011, that's what Kawhi did, you know, in 2019. Even LeBron, the 1 year, you know, in Cleveland, where he beat Golden State. So, like I said, man, I thought it was a great finals. I was kind of worried, you know, I didn't think it was going to be great TV viewing, but it turned out to be a great finals for everybody, man. And, man, Milwaukee Bucks, your 2021 champions, dog.
Looking at it on the court here, JC, the difference for me was that Milwaukee's scoring comes from the 3 or the 4 or the 5 position and the 1. With Giannis sliding to the 5 from the 4, and Middleton at the 3, and Holiday at the 1. And Holiday's defense on either Booker or Chris Paul stymies the offense because the Suns don't have anybody besides Paul and Booker who can create their own shot. Because everybody on their team needs Paul or Booker, whether it be Bridges in the corner. Also, you got Crowder doing his, you know, sidestep threes and Ayton, Cam Johnson off the bench. And, you know, but see, people talk about Cam Payne. Cam Payne's he's kind of reckless. And, you know, those drives he makes that he misses wildly, they lead to runouts on the other end. Like, yeah, it's different a curse. So, for me, when I looked at this matchup, there's only pretty much playing 7-8 guys. Of Milwaukee 7, but 3 of their 7 was like versus Phoenix's 2 small 1 and 2 guys. It's that was outmatched. But Phoenix had a chance to win the series in 5 games. They messed up game 4. Booker did in game 4 with all those fouls. He could have went for 50. And in game 5, Phoenix blew opportunity there. So, you know, then the talent gap of your 8 versus my 7. When 3-0-7 is Holiday, Middleton, and Giannis versus Paul, Booker, then it's a big drop-off. That was a difference for me when you look at it that way.
And hey, man, you laid it out perfectly. You know what the series all boiled down to. You mentioned the defense of Jrue Holiday. You know what I'm saying? And the iconic play that he had in game five where he stripped Devin Booker or what could have been a go-ahead basket for Phoenix that led to the alley-oop on the other end for Giannis, man. That sealed that game, game five victory, man. And you mentioned the depth, you know, as far as Milwaukee have veteran guys that have been there before. And it's something still to be said. There's always been a formula when it comes to NBA finals or NBA champions. You have to kind of go through heartache. You got to go through agony. You got to lose, learn how to win. You know what I'm saying? And it seemed like Phoenix was going to be that first team to kind of buck that trend. You know what I'm saying? Because even with the super teams, as far as the origins of it, if you want to say Boston, you know, started it cold, I'm really looking at Miami. Even Miami lost their first year. You know what I'm saying? To Dallas. You know, so just because you get on a super team or a team with a bunch of all-stars doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win. You have to be a good general manager. You know, you can't be a lazy general manager and think you're going to throw three, you know, first-teamers, first all-team, you know, players on a team, on a squad that you can win and roll the ball out there and win a championship. It don't work like that. You need guys like a P.J. Tucker, you know, guys that play perimeter defense, guys that can knock down perimeter shots. You know, you need bigs like Robin Lopez. You know what I'm saying? You need that depth coming off your bench, man, in order to win. And I think this championship of Milwaukee is going to show the rest of the league, like, you can still win it, you know, the good old-fashioned way, you know, by picking great players, you know, players that make sense, players that fit. Good to great. Got to get a couple great players. And then you fill out the roster with good veteran guys that have been there before, that know how to play, and that fit in your system, you know. And maybe we'll start to see, you know, as far as, you know, other teams going away from the idea of trying to get Paul George, Kawhi Leonard on the same team. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe this will be, you know, go back to the way it's supposed to be. You know, you got to go through some pain. Milwaukee did it for years, losing early in the playoffs, getting to conference finals, you know, and experiencing that heartache. You know, it just seems like it means more. You know, it's more well-deserved, this championship run by Milwaukee, man.
And we can't overlook the Dario Saric ACL injury. It forced Phoenix to go small in games two, three, and four. And then he went away from with Kaminsky in game six because Torrey Craig, and when they went to Torrey Craig and Cam Johnson and Bridges with Booker and campaign, they're too small. So they went to that zone and he got killed on the board. So Dario Saric injury in game one is kind of overlooked. But
it was overlooked.
That helped make Phoenix's eighth more complete. Because when your eighth man is Frank Kaminsky and Torrey Craig, you lose a rebounding and you lose that three-point shooting that he gives you. Because DeAndre Ayton, I think he calls himself some money. Because he defensively, he's not squaring up to Giannis. Then he's, you know, then he's dropping the ball. He has a problem. He's a big man that brings the ball low every time and gets stripped. And he has butterfingers too. So,
but that could be fixed. That could be
so
corrected.
I'm not getting, look, if it's me, you ain't getting 5 years, 168 the max, so that you want.
Somebody's gonna give it to him.
Well, Phoenix ain't gonna let him get away, but I wouldn't do it. I would make him come back come back again and say, show me you're worth this. Kind of the Hawks deal with John Collins. You know, show me you're worth before I give you this money. Because you gotta pay Bridges too. You gotta pay Cam Johnson eventually. Then you got real Booker again.
Yeah.
And Chris Paul gonna want some money.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up Chris Paul. You know, speaking of him, you know, he can opt out, you know, this summer, man. And maybe he tries to, you know, go chase a ring and maybe join the Lakers on the minimum contract or, you know, whatever the case may be, man. But you know, I don't know. I don't know if he'll ever. He's 36.
I'm
not sure. I'm not sure if he'll ever get an opportunity as great as he had on this team with this run that he had this year. I'm not sure if he's ever going to be able to get back to that level again because it seemed like it was set up for him. You knock out the Lakers in the first round. You get through the conference semis against Denver. You knock out the Clippers in conference finals. You went up 2-0. You went up 2-0 in the NBA finals, man. Like, this is going to be a stain on his career, man. If he somehow does not end up with a ring when it's all said and done, they're going to go back to looking at his playoff record, man. And as great as he is, I don't believe Chris Paul will go down as a top 10 point guard of all time. He may have the numbers to say he's top 10 of all time. But without a ring, you know, if he would have, if he got the ring this year, you could have made an argument at the top 5 point guard of all time, man. But I'm not even sure when it's all said and done, if he doesn't have a ring to show for it, I'm not sure if he's going to be able to crack that top 10 greatest of all time list when it comes to point guards.
And then I'm looking at the Bucks. Tucker is a free agent, JC, and I don't know what do you give him. Maybe 2 years, $20 million, maybe. Bobby Portis, to me, earns a lot of money. He may be. He may be out of price range.
They go find a way to make that work. And the city rocks with that dude. Bobby Portis, from my observation of watching the games and the way the Milwaukee fans react to him, the way they love him, he's like Milwaukee's Tony Allen. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just love, you know, his effort, his energy, the things that he does on the offensive end, defensive end also in Milwaukee, man. Like, he's their Tony Allen. I think Tony Allen would even agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Milwaukee's going to find a way to get him, man, you know, whatever he wants, man.
So, yeah, and if you forget that, it was about DiVincenzo as well.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Dude be hooping, you know, old DiVincenzo, man. So, Milwaukee, like I said, you know, who knows? They may be right back in there next year. I would put my money on the Brooklyn team with those guys being comfortable, get the chemistry together, and everybody staying healthy. I would still put my money on Brooklyn, but we'll see, man. Like, Giannis is only 26, so he's going to be there for a minute.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, that series ended. And, JC, do you have any thoughts on the fact that Scott Foster was there to put his man in the grave?
Hey, I think referees get a bad, you know, bad deal when it comes to that, man. They have control, but they do not have that much control, man, when it comes to, you know, wins and losses. They, you know, I think, you know, that's in a lot of, you know, fans' minds, you know, or whatever, man. Like, I don't put much stock in that, you know, as far as the record, anytime that he was officiating the games for Chris Paul. You know, if you Chris Paul, like, you have to find a way, man. Like, you up 2-0, bro, you got to have tunnel vision. You got to be focused. You have to find a way to will your team to a championship, man. Because this may have been your last opportunity, man.
Yeah, and he was running with – see, the thing about it with JC is that he only had one other running mate in crime. That's what it boiled down. So I don't put as much of it on him as I – because he only – if you look at the roster, he only had one other guy who can really create. Everybody else has to make their shots.
Yeah.
And then defensively, they was height got them too. So it's like, for me, looking at the matchup, I don't put as much on him, even though I know they should have won 4 and 5 and jacked those games off. But in the day, who can really put on Giannis that could really is either Crowder's too small and A's not physical enough and Kaminsky's going to get killed and Troy Craig's too small. So, like, no matter who you threw at Giannis, as Van Gundy said, the decision between bad or worse. You know, right. I had to be quoting Jeff Van Gundy, but
right.
In a sense, it was like bad or worse.
Right. Yeah, man. You know, but it was a great finals, though.
It goes back to a JC matchups.
Yeah.
See, a lot of fans don't understand it. It's about matchups. It's more just making or missing, or he got a dude that said, do you realize the matchups here are a little bit – you got to look inside the game. Don't just look at, oh, it's more true than this. Bounce the ball, pass, shoot. Looking at the matchups, who's guarding who, who's running what screens, flat cuts, down screens, slip screens, right, top coverage, right, hedging. You got to know the game, know what you're watching before you be like yeah. – but that's why, JC, I watched game 5 with some people who did not know – bro, I had a headache.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Y'all have no clue.
So with all that being said, man, are you finally giving love to your boy, Coach Bud?
Never.
It sounds like you're giving a little love, a little credit to Coach Bud, man.
That ain't never happening. That ain't never happening. Because you know what? If I want really to be petty, I can say, you caught the Miami Heat injured. You got a big toe in Kevin Durant in the second round. Yeah. Trey Young and you got Hepton in the Conference Finals. In the Finals, you got a team without their backups in there messing up those matchups. So if I want to be petty, I could.
I feel.
Hey, great talent beats mediocre coaching.
I feel.
JC, you see the Coach Bud lineage in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it looks when it ain't got talent the way it needs to be.
Right, I got you. Yeah, I know.
So I will say, hey, look at the Utah Jazz, the Memphis Grizzlies, same system, same problems.
Yeah,
you got to have enough talent to beat the limitations of that system.
You're right.
And they, if he ain't said height and more talent, I mean, Milwaukee had more height and talent to overcome the basic of the randomness of that system. It's so simple and random. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro, when I'm seeing, I'm seeing the same play calls from Atlanta. I'm seeing them, the same play calls. I'm like, one spread, five flow, cycle, three. I'm like, it's the same place from Atlanta.
I feel you, man.
The same plays you see in Memphis, too. Yeah. Now, Taylor calls them a little bit differently, but the same plays.
Right.
Now, now, bro, we had a big stink. Deion Sanders here stormed out of SWAC Media Day in Birmingham because they called him Deion, his first name. Now, being in the media, you either call him Coach or their first name. You know, it's either or, depending on your preference. Some go first name, some go Coach. I think it's a little bit more to the story, JC, that ain't been reported. Rashad Milligan, who's to cover Atlanta Hawks, works for the Clarion Ledger, made a story about a recruit from Dallas getting in some trouble. Deion Sanders had a problem with that. And being the control freaks they are over there at Jackson State, they banned him from the event, per se, and threatened to limit his access. So the Clarion Ledger asked him a question using his first name, right? I think he had a bone to pick anyway. With the Clarion Ledger.
Yeah. And
he also used the opportunity to get in the news again, because for him, any attention is good attention. But he talks about why HBCU is getting exposure. It's the same man who media relations guy, Dennis Driscoll, he sent him an email, he tells you he denies it in 10 minutes. It's happened to me and others who try to get him on the show. So I'm not going to hear him have it both ways talking about exposure HBCU schools when he don't want to be exposed to other people in black media, mind you. He wants to go to Barstool Sports.
Right.
And other name brands.
Right.
And Barstool is very conservative, I might add.
Yeah. Right.
So he can't have it both ways. So for me, JC, he's being extra. Because in the media, you call him either by their name or coach. Now, player, you call the player by their first name. That's how it works in the media. We've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah, I saw the story, saw the video. From my understanding, I didn't know the backstory about the recruit and trouble and all that in the newspaper reporting. But from the video I saw that Deion posted on his IG, this was after he had told the guy not to do it, and then the guy did it again. So the guy said his name. Said Deion twice after Deion told him after the first time, hey, put some respect on my name. So from that aspect, playing devil's advocate, I understand where Coach Prime is coming from. Like, after we establish the fact, I don't want you calling me by my first name, let's carry on and then, call my name accordingly. So I think the reporter was being a smart ass, first off, all right? Because, I mean, I see where you're coming from. Because, like I said, doing interviews and talking to coaches, whatever, Yeah, you know, you just kind of just go with the flow, whatever it like to be called. That's what you say, you know. I've always said coach, you know, in any aspect that I've interviewed
in. Now, I call Dave Yeager Dave. I call Lionel Hollins coach because of the age and being an elder.
That too. But even then, it's always been coach to me. You know what I'm saying? Always. But I get what you're saying, though. I understand that. But yeah, like after I tell you, Bob, say my name, you know, it's not JC, you know, call me coach or Coach Smith or whatever, and you still say JC, you know what I'm saying? Like, after I told you not to, you know, now either you're hard of hearing or you're being smart ass. And I think the reporter was being a little smart ass, and Deion was being, you know, being Deion, he's prime. So I see both ends of it. I do.
Yeah, you know, like,
you know,
I think what the dude was doing was he wasn't used to being, he wasn't used to that. He used to calling, he's right. One of them guys who call you by the first, your first name. And for him, right. It was shocked to his system, yeah. Like, you tell me to call you something different. Like,
right.
Because that's his point of entry to ask his question, saying your first name. See, some people have a tick where the first name gives them the point of entry to ask you their question.
Right.
You throw them off their point of entry, they can't do it.
Yeah. And this is like, right, this is putting respect on your name, you know. I think Deion didn't know what the hell he was talking about as far as Nick Saban, but a lot of reporters call him Nick. But remember, what was the story some years ago with Bobby Knight? Remember that where a kid called him "What's up, Knight?" or something like that, and Bobby got mad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a respect thing, man. You know, either you say Coach Knight or Coach. You know what I'm saying? You know, because hell, you don't want that's wrong, man. To piss off and call him something he don't want to be called, he choked the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Coach Knight. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's about an elder. You know, like,
yeah.
Like, well, I'll be real. I call Bud in Atlanta.
Yeah. But Deion's 50, you know, and I'm sure he's like, what, probably 20 years older than the reporter, you know what I'm saying? Maybe. You know, so yeah, it's a respect thing, you know?
Yeah, for me, if you're over 60 or something, I'ma call you coach. If you're under 60 or something, I'ma call you by your first name, depending on how you operate. But yeah, I just think that it went in a bad direction, you know, and it had to go that far. But I think it was really because they had that story with the Clarion Ledger. He already had the info him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, I didn't know that part of it. So
it just kind of went that because Rashad's a black reporter. Okay. I used to cover Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
So I know the dude who wrote for this. I know him very well. He
right, does. but the dude who was asking the question to Deion today, he wasn't a black dude, right? He's like Hispanic or something, right?
Yeah, he wasn't. Dude asked question one was not black, nah.
Okay. Yeah.
He was covering since Rashad got banned, he was covering in Rashad's place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's okay. How that went down.
I got you.
That's how that went down. Yes, sir. But shoot, JC, look, man, I wasn't doing some stories, but shit, we uncovered this. We got enough. Hey, we got some good material on this right here.
We good. We good.
Yeah, we ain't got even go to the boss report. We'll say that for next week.
Yeah. Let's do it. I said, sound good to me, bro.
Yes, sir. So, folks, this is my man, JC. Check out his podcast. This was AF Podcast in Memphis Live at Click Sports Bar. Of it on Malco Way, Facebook Live, StreamYard, YouTube. Him and the crew doing what they do in the city of Memphis, the 901. JC doing big things, and he will hopefully have a big special guest in the near future, hopefully.
We're working on it. We're working. Thanks to you. Thanks to you, man. You do the alley, you do the live, man. So I got to go ahead and slam it home. Got to dunk it now, man.
So, folks, it's Boss and JC. We are out.